Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
So...
Yeah, no, I heard you.
Well, I guess what we can do is go ahead and end it there for now, and then maybe...
Yeah, sounds good.
Hey, Travis.
You're full of shit.
Travis?
You think you got me, huh? You think you got me on the back foot, but you don't. You are full of shit.
Look, there's no reason we have
to keep... See, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know how me and Morgan's whole shtick is how someday I'm gonna get her to fuck me, but it'll never actually happen?
Yeah.
But then, one night I tried to convince you that we actually had made out a little bit.
I don't think I remember...
She even gave me a partial hand
job. Okay, yeah, I remember the partial hand job. Did we ever clarify what a partial hand job is?
And you kept polite laughing, like, oh, I'm sure it's a joke, but I played it deadly serious, kept insisting that it really happened.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I wasn't even apologizing. I was just letting you know, just so you had all the facts, and you could do with them as you saw fit.
Yes, as you fill in the details, I'm definitely remembering.
Do you remember how agitated you got?
I did? Did I believe you?
Of course you didn't believe me. Morgan wouldn't touch my dick with a rake, but you got agitated because I was committing to the bit. You didn't understand why.
Well, I don't remember clearly, but it sounds like maybe I didn't understand the purpose.
Exactly,
of the...
exactly. You didn't get what I was doing. Like if it was a joke, what was the joke? Just that I was lying? Lying counts as a joke?
Yeah, that does seem like how I'd feel.
That's how I know you're not full of shit now.
So I'm not.
Because it is completely beyond your baby smooth brain to deploy something like this as a joke. So you either mean it, or you think you mean
Travis, I'm calling you from Nevada.
Either way, you have lost the fucking plot, and you are wandering in the fucking moors in a nightshirt.
Hi, Travis.
You know why you're full of shit?
Now I'm back to being...
Because while Morgan will never so much as shoot me a sultry look until the heat death of my ball sack, she would absolutely betray your confidence in 1 second. If you went to her with this fuckery first and implored her not to tell anyone else, she'd have texted me before you got all the words out, which means you're telling me before her.
If you don't mind, just holding off until...
Which means you want me to be the one to tell her.
No, no, no. I just want to be able to...
And I'm not going to. I would if you didn't want me to, but since you so clearly do, I'm not saying shit. I am not going to be your way out of this one. I am going to deeply respect your confidence while you turn on the fucking spit.
Give Me Away, Episode 3, How Time Works When It's Dark.
Take your time. You were in there a while.
Mm-hmm.
Next shift's coming in, but don't feel hurried. Definitely don't stand until you feel ready.
How do you know how long to leave me in?
Supposedly a bunch of fancy indicators, but mainly heart rate and guessing.
Hmm. What's the thinking behind the repeated visits?
It's not about torturing you.
Oh, I didn't think it was. It's just, it's clear right away how bad a situation it is.
The first time tells you it's bad. Subsequent visits are about learning how it builds over time, the long-term experience of it. Your first couple of weeks after acceptance are gonna be hard. We're putting a whole person in your head. A person who's probably gonna be kind of difficult at first. You need to understand deeply what kind of life that person is coming from.
Okay.
We're in love now, but Liz and Robin had a rocky start. That first week post-acceptance, we both thought we'd made the worst mistake of our lives. And with Robin, that's out of hundreds of years of life.
God.
Because think about it. Getting out of just regular Earth prison is tough enough. People need a long time to adjust from that alone. Now picture getting out of prison and going directly into a situation where you're totally dependent on another person to do literally anything. You're both gonna need tons of patience, but mostly you. Because you're the one who moves the body. So being able to put yourself in your second's shoes is crucial.
Mm. You said, I'm sorry if this is, but since you said it.
The thing about how we're in love?
Yeah, is that a standard way to speak about?
Not at all, no, we're the only romantic pairing so far, but come on, we're not going to be the last.
You and Robin.
Liz and Robin, both. We're both here.
Right, yes, I'm sorry.
Brooke hated it at first. Oh no, that's not the whatever, the ethical. But it's not about ethical, it's how we feel. If Liz was forcing it on Robin, that'd be one thing, but let's just say it is a very reciprocal situation.
I feel like you're hinting that I should ask you...
We have sex. Like, a lot of sex.
Oh, well, good.
Like, first 3 months of the relationship sex.
Do you mean via, masturbation or...
If it's Liz and Robin doing it, it's not masturbation.
You mean Robin tells you, tells Liz what to, how to...
If that's the game we're playing that night, sure, but most of the time, we just do it together.
Okay. Let me preface this. I believe everything you're saying
you
is just...
You can probably just spit it out. We don't bruise easily.
Since only Liz can speak, we would only have... Liz's word that the romance was mutually... I'm not saying that's what I think is happening. I'm just saying, in general...
Trust us. Once you've been through acceptance, you'll understand. It's really hard to lie about what your second wants.
Graham?
B. Beatrice.
Holy shit, Graham. What are you doing here?
You guys know each other?
From work.
I would have eaten bland crap for years for an opportunity like this. But the food's actually kind of good here.
Yeah, no, I like it too.
God, this is crazy, you being here. I'm still trying to process it.
I am too, sort of.
This wasn't... I mean, did this have anything to do with...
Oh, no, nothing to do with you coming here. It was all...
And I wasn't assuming.
It was basically... Yes, you landing the job made me sort of more... aware of this place than I might have been otherwise, but the series of thoughts that led to me coming here started a long time before that.
I don't even know if I could imagine that series of thoughts. I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I mean, if you asked me to write them down in order, I wouldn't even...
You definitely feel like you...
Going through with it?
Yeah.
If they let me.
Wow. Zero hesitation.
I mean, do you... Presumably you're in favor of the whole...
I just wish that there was proper training, that's all. I wish there was a standardized course of preparation.
Supposedly they're working on that.
Sure, and I get that this is unprecedented, and I get that every day we wait...
People suffer.
I just want you to be okay.
I mean, Brooke and Deirdre make me play Simon Says every day, so...
You are kidding me.
And it's Brooke and Deirdre, so they're deadly serious about it, too. It's not the same thing, obviously, but it does make you listen.
I bet.
It actually never occurred to me that I'd see you here. I assumed your part was over.
Oh, with the storage console stuff.
Like, once they knew even our biggest servers couldn't...
Yeah, but by then I'd kind of angled my way into supporting everybody. Like, I was doing bits and bobs for this team, that team, whoever.
Same angle you worked in our old shop. Quietly, patiently, making sure no one can do without you.
You noticed that?
I was supposed to.
Well, I mean, come on. I'm not getting rotated off the gig with the alien spaceship. Are you kidding me? I would have done dumb stuff to stick around. But instead, I got in tight with the team that was figuring out how to get our hardware to talk to theirs.
That's the people I saw you with before?
God, it was so amazing. Just how much and how little we could learn at the same time. Like, there was no avenue for direct communication. The linguistics were way too far apart for that. But we could figure out so much just watching the behavior.
The behavior of what, the data?
I mean, that's what the prisoners are. Dissidents converted into information. Okay, we didn't know that they were dissidents then. We didn't even know that they were distinct entities at first, but once we figured out how to perceive that data as individual files, this one ends here, the next one starts there, we could start to see how one file was somehow being, I guess, foregrounded?
Foregrounded for what? Oh, to be transferred, like, do this one first.
That was our guess, too. Turns out, we guessed right.
So that file was Deirdre, Brooke's Deirdre.
Oh, no, I...
What's wrong?
No, the first one was...
Oh, shit. Right.
The one we lost.
I'm sorry.
I gotta get back. Wanna walk me? Have you told the old shop yet?
Yeah, that was...
Were they mean about it?
No, not at all. I just really felt like shit. I had sort of thought that I was out to pasture there.
No way! You were the old school guy. Everybody liked you.
Really?
Why not? You put together solid working groups. You got back to request fast. You were nice to be around. And if you were leering, no one ever spotted it.
The total package.
And now I get all that to myself. I should go call him and gloat.
Well, for another couple weeks.
Right. I guess that's right.
This is Jamie Shapiro. Leave a message.
Okay, Jamie. I know we're doing the thing where it's going to take a dozen calls, texts, whatever kind of messages before you get back to me. And normally that's fine, but it's really urgent that I speak to you as soon as possible. I promise not to ask you about your life. I just call me. If I can't answer right that second, I'll call back as fast as I can. I love you. Bye. Huh. It really does say Lieutenant.
Picking right up. We're off to a good start.
Graham, great to see you. No need to get up. Crazy how these perimeter checkpoints only have one chair when there's two men assigned to each one.
Do you, want the chair or...
No, you sit. I'll stand. I think that works.
Okay.
So, the big 4-week mark. How are you settling in?
I'm fine. I'm comfortable.
You're comfortable?
I'm fine. Everything has been fine.
Well, it seems like you're spending a lot of time in places where your phone doesn't work.
No, what? Not intentionally. It's just how...
I'm just saying you might want to keep an eye on your time management, that's all. Maybe keep a diary. How many minutes I spend here, how many there. See if you start to notice any patterns.
What are you even...
Was there going to be any more there, buddy?
I'm very confused by this.
Really? I'm using pretty basic words.
I don't understand why it feels like you're trying to concoct some sort of...
What am I concocting?
Some kind of illicit scenario, and it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, you're getting kind of agitated there, Graham.
There's nothing in the whole town I hadn't already seen on TV.
Not even when they put that thing on your head every day at 11 a.m.?
What? But that's... You can't show that. It's your brain. You can't take a camera with you.
See, a lot of people think breath control is some kind of frou-frou candle store thing, but I honestly include it in training drills with my men. Maintaining a level tone helps maintain a level mind. That never came up in project management?
I don't know what you want. And I don't know what you're threatening me with if I don't give it to you.
How's Corey?
Who?
All those times you're out of signal range, how much of that are you spending with Corey?
Who's Corey?
Buddy.
No, I really don't know who you mean. I swear, I don't know who that is. They've only let me meet like a couple people.
Again, Graham, breath control. You're inventing things to be agitated about.
I don't know a Corey. What other questions do you have?
At some point in the near future, Brooke is going to call you in and let you know if you've cleared the final stage or not. And if you did, are you sure you're going to want to go through with it? I want to know your answer before she does. And before you suck in air for any foolishness, I am once again referring to Brooke, the American, and not the unvetted entity inside of her. You keeping up with me so far?
Call you first.
Children learn through play. I believe that. But there has to be a grown-up nearby to make sure no one chokes on a Lego. Nobody likes that person, but you can be damn sure they like suffocating less.
Wow. Shit. And you're literally there right now? You're actually in Red Camp while we're talking?
And the last couple times, too. When I said I was at the hotel, I was lying. I'm sorry.
No, Dad, I'm not even thinking about... God, I feel like I'm having to invent how to talk about this while I'm talking about it.
That's kind of how it feels here all the time.
There's like 15 things I want to say first.
They gave me coaching for how to do these calls. There's a whole thing about... Allow loved ones time to experience a full and complete reaction. Don't force this to occur upon first disclosure.
Well, that makes sense technically, but... How long do I actually have?
How long in terms of...
To have my full and complete reaction. How much time do I have with you?
Oh, shit, kiddo.
Sorry, I'm...
I'm not going anywhere, exactly.
No, I know. Just...
And look, I'm...
It'll never be just you and me ever again. I don't mean that to... I want you to do what you...
They're letting me travel to make arrangements for my stuff, sort out the hotel situation, etc. Do you want to hang out? We can...
Yes! Yes, I want to do that!
Okay, we'll do that.
When are we doing that?
Well, hold on. I have to clear this last screening stage first, so it may not...
Of course they'll take you. Why wouldn't they take you?
What, you're rooting for me now?
I don't know if rooting is the right... No, yes, I'm rooting for you.
Shit, sorry. Hang on a second. Somebody's...
Yeah, jeez, I can hear it from here.
Hi.
We're Corey and Isaiah. Let's go.
You're Corey.
What does that mean?
And, sorry, Isaiah.
You need to come with us now.
Look, I'm speaking with my kid. Is there any way...
This is part of your screening.
Who the hell is that? Give him the phone so I can yell at them.
I'm gonna call you back, okay, kiddo?
Are you okay?
Graham.
I'm fine. I'm gonna send you those dates and we're gonna figure something out. I love you.
I love you too. Please, be careful.
Yeah. Am I allowed to ask where...
Get in.
You want me to ride in
the... We know you're getting your regular dose of gawking at the prisoners, but now you're going to get a little taste of the real thing.
Okay, I saw you with Brooke and Deirdre. I heard how you talked to each other, so I know you're legit.
We cut a hole in the back seat so you'll be able to talk to us as we go.
Is that meant to be reassuring, or...
Just a fact.
I really don't want to get in the trunk.
Then don't.
You're saying I don't have to?
Of course you don't have to.
But you might, they might not take me if I don't.
Might not take you either way, Grandpa.
Okay. Just, give me a second. Sort of, just wait for me to tell you I'm all the way.
Watch your head.
That's what I'm saying, let me just...
So, where are we going?
Don't worry about it.
Can you at least tell me how far we're going?
Can you breathe okay?
Yeah, there's, like you said, the whole...
Then don't worry about it.
Are we just gonna ride, or are we supposed to talk, or...
Talk about what?
I don't know, this is your... I don't even know what we're...
Talk if you want, don't if you don't.
Jesus! Look, can we... I'm just really getting uncomfortable. Can we just stop so I can sit up just for a second and then we can...
Sorry to hear you're uncomfortable.
You know, Brooke and Deirdre already did this. They had me wearing a backpack full of barbells or something all over town. Isn't that the same training or whatever?
When was that?
The first day, the whole first day.
No kidding. Sounds rough.
Can you please let me out? Corey, Isaiah, can you let me out? I'm really... Corey, let me out! Let me out! You can't keep me in here! Let me out! Corey, Isaiah?
What's good, Graham?
How?
Yeah, Graham, we're listening.
How long have we been driving? How long have I been in here?
See, this... is what you don't get from poking your head in the prison for 5 minutes before lunch. This is what you don't get from the backpack. Time. The passage of time. Losing all sense of it. How it flips between dragging on for eternity and your life running out between your fingers.
I don't understand.
Time is a prison, too. As much as any room. That throwing you in a little room is one thing. The killer is how long they leave you there. All those prisoners in there, stacked high, folded into eternal stress positions, ready to take any deal to get out. Even the shitty deal they got from us, a prison of time. That's what our bodies are. Corey's is, we're not denying it. But not half as much as yours. You get that, right? Your body, hunched up in that trunk back there, it's just a death sentence. Just waiting for whichever prisoner's fucked over enough to draw it.
How old is Corey?
24. How old are you?
Look, I...
I believe that I wouldn't be here. I believe I still have significant life left to... I'm not dead yet. I can still do things, be things. There's still time for me.
Were you keeping account?
Of what?
Every time you said I just now. You know, it's great you think 50 is the new 30. What's fucked is that you're forcing that onto someone else.
I don't know what you...
What do they want you for? What the fuck do they see in you? You mediocre fucking absence. Do you seriously think you have a fraction of what this takes?
Does anyone before they do it?
Fuck. Don't try to stand up yet. Let the feeling get back into your legs.
Wait, we're back at the Welcome Center already?
Yeah, Graham. That's how time works when it's dark. Brooke and Deirdre will be out here in a second.
Why did he ask me about you, Lieutenant Riley? Why specifically you?
Why does that asshole do anything?
All right, if you don't want
to... Might have something to do with the fact that up until 4 months ago, Corey served under his command, but that's just a guess.
You...
Is there any of them left to recruit?
We approve him for the next phase.
Really?
We still think it's a mistake, but we're not exactly drowning in applications, and he genuinely wants it.
Thank you. May we have a moment?
Just get him out of our car.
So, wait, does that mean...
As of Corey and Isaiah's approval just now, we have everything we need to move into the final phase.
Hold on.
Assuming you don't raise any concerns between now and then, we'd like to set your acceptance for 3 weeks from today. And we've identified a prisoner we'd like to be your second. Graham?
Can I get out of the trunk?
Please.
Oh. 3 weeks.
Assuming you remain interested in completing this process.
Yes.
You don't need to check with anyone first?
No.
We'll arrange a furlough for you to travel off-site and settle your ongoing affairs. Specific dates pending security clearance.
Thank you.
And then it will be time to select your witnesses. Your witnesses. Two designated loved ones will need to visit Red Camp within 24 hours preceding your acceptance, assess your mental state, and provide sworn testimony as to your mental fitness to take on a second.
Wait, what?
That number is a minimum and a maximum. Two people.
Have to come here and...
Fucking bullshit!
We're not happy about it either, but it's the compromise we worked out.
Just my family alone is...
Two people max. It's chaos with more, and the Diaz administration wouldn't agree to less. You have 3 weeks.
Yeah, but 3 weeks... I mean, people need to get off work and find flights.
Then start thinking now.
God, it's all so fast.
Given what the occupants of that prison suffer every day, this process is in fact unforgivably slow.
And you actually want me, even though I'm old.
Well, Graham, how old do you feel?
Sir, I'm gonna need you to remain well behind that line.
It's okay. I think I'm expected.
You heard him, Graham. Stay behind the line. This is where you live now.
Okay.
I appreciate the personal touch. Most guys would have called.
I just wanted to notify you.
Oh, come on, man. Fuck off.
All right.
You know you're a joke, right? Sad uncle trying to hang with the kids. You know they're gonna give you some class 3 nobody who can die in 10 years and no one will care. You do get that.
Is there anything else?
Is there anything? Is there anything? You hear this shit?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything else? Graham Shapiro. Oh, you and I, we're gonna have a long and intimate relationship. But today, I only need one more thing.
Okay.
When you answered Brooke's question outside the Welcome Center just now, did you know that was one of the places I can hear you?
Don't you set the number of chairs?
Excuse me?
At the perimeter checkpoint. You mentioned how there's two men assigned but only one chair. But aren't you in charge? Aren't you the one who apportions the chairs?
Just keep picking up when I call, buddy.
Yep. Jamie, don't hang up. I'm here.
That's how you answer the phone?
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you for calling.
Whatever. Thank Mom. What are you flipping out about that can't wait?
Wait, what do you mean?
I know you think I don't call you back because I'm sitting around failing at life, but I actually have a lot going on.
No, what do you mean, Mom? What about Mom?
She's being her nosy self, going through my phone like maybe I missed Google calling with a job offer, and she saw your 500
When did you see Mom?
She's literally... What do you care? She's literally downstairs right now.
You're at the house?
Fine, let me go get her since you obviously...
No, Jamie, wait.
What?
Jamie... If I tell you something, do you think you could... It's just, I'm not ready to... If I were to tell you something important...
Oh my God, spit it out!
Put her on. Your mom, put her on. Go downstairs, give her the phone, and tell her it's me.
Gideon Media presents Give Me Away by Mac Rogers, directed by Jordana Williams. Featuring Sean Williams, Nat Cassidy, Rebecca Comtois, Alba Ponce de Leon, Diana O, Otto Asando, Danny Martinek, Hennessy Winkler, Lori Elizabeth Parquet, and Jorge Cordova. Sound design by Bart Fassbender. Assistant directed by Marty McGuire, music by Adam Blau, and produced by Kara Ehlenfeld. The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my God. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
Nah, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready.
Good. Let's do this.
Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.